It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
We got Keisha on the phone, and Keisha is upset. And I don't blame her because her sister told her that she must lose weight before she could be in her wedding. And we have the sister on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name, baby?
Tasha.
Your name is Tasha. We got Keisha and Tasha.
Yes.
On the phone. A lot of effort put
now,
in.
Now, Tasha's... Tasha, you're getting married, and
yes.
Your sister Keisha, who you love very much, you want her to lose 30 pounds before the wedding.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's my wedding. It's my day. I just feel like the dresses that I picked out, the preparation that I've made thus far, I deserve to have a nice wedding. Number one, she has not always been this big. So when I imagine her in my wedding, it definitely wasn't, you know, a size 18 girl walking down the aisle. She's my maid of honor. And like now, she's like, oh, well, you're just trying to tell me that I'm fat and la, la, la. Like, no, you haven't always been this size. And I'm actually doing it for health reasons. Like, you're not a healthy weight, and that's just what it is. And you're not going to be in my wedding.
Are you doing it more for health reasons, or are you, you know, more than
you know, honestly, I'm doing it for both. Like, I deserve to have a nice wedding, and she deserves to be healthy.
Her being 30 pounds overweight is not going to make you have a bad wedding, I don't think. And if anybody has a problem with it, they shouldn't come.
You know,
and who's sitting at a wedding worried about how big somebody is?
And I guess I'm sitting personally.
Dresses, my bridesmaids' dresses are like tube A-line dresses. There's no way that I'm going to let her walk down the aisle like with flabby arms and all this. Like, no. That my pictures, this is a lifetime. I have to show my kids, my grandkids, her grandkids. Like, this is a occasion where she needs to look her best. And she needs to be healthy doing it. Like,
Tasha, let me ask you.
A bridesmaid dance.
That sounds kind of mean. Well, let me say this.
It does. And Tasha, and I think a bride has every right for her wedding to be everything that she wants it to be. I do agree with that.
Because Ebony's was, because she danced for her husband at the reception.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mills, I never knew love like this before.
And
he sat in a chair and did a praise dance.
And I guess it's hitting me personally because my sister and my best friend in life, Ricky, here, Craig, y'all all know, is a little thicker than me, always has been. And there is no way I can even wrap my brain around the fact of telling her she couldn't be in my wedding because of a certain size as she is. And Tasha, you're not telling the truth. I'm gonna be real with you, sis, right here. This is about you. Because if you cared about your sister and her health and losing weight, you would have done this 2 or 3 years ago, not when it's time for your wedding. And if you're worried about the pictures,
honestly,
there's something called Photoshop. You can do that and put that on your mantle and let everybody else have a real picture. If you love somebody the way that you love them, you want them the way that they are in your wedding. That's unfair.
Are y'all photographers? Is he using Polaroid or what?
Her weight has been going up and down for over 5 years right now.
Why are we mentioning her weight more than your wedding? What are the colors of the wedding? Can we talk about that? What are the flowers?
Yes,
you're more worried about her weight.
Ginger and ivory.
Ginger and
what?
Ginger and ivory.
Now, what color is ginger? Is that like a light?
It's like a peachy, right? It's like a peachy type color.
The pink orange ones.
Okay, so Keisha, when you hear your sister say this, how does it make you feel? And I'm trying to be fair balanced because Tasha, I do think your wedding should be what you want it to be. You only plan to get married once. But when you hurt people, your words are hurting her.
I don't think I'm hurting her. I think this is the same stuff that she's been hearing for 5 years, and now she's mad because she has a time limit to get it together.
What if men like her being 16 and she's
comfortable?
I've
offered her a trainer. I've offered her to use my trainer for a couple of sessions. Like, it's not like I'm trying to help her. Like, I want her to be better, and all of this is all for her and for me. Like,
this is
a win-win situation. Like, I don't understand why she's so hurt.
I have a question. Rocky, what color is ginger?
Pink orange.
18669 Ricky. 18669 RICKEY. Tasha and Keisha, this whole wedding situation. Give us your opinion. We don't want to beat Tasha up. I just want to. If you're on her side, I want to hear that too. I don't want to.
Don't come call me talking about. She don't want.
Good morning.
My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from Miami. Personally, I would say she's going a little too far with her sisters, and I would say, sister, I love you, but forget you and your wedding.
My name is Arnell Sims Jr. from Lawton, Oklahoma. She should have been worried about her sister's weight 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago instead of now. She probably ain't all that fine looking herself. I'm fat and I've been in 3 or 4 weddings and ain't nobody complained about my weight.
Yes, my name is Mikkel and I'm calling from East St. Louis, Illinois. I think Tasha is really bogus. I'm getting married myself. I have 2 sisters and they are pretty big. I could not imagine getting married without having my sisters in there. I don't care what size they are.
My name's Corey. I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma. Listen, she needs to focus on her wedding. That's her wedding day. She's marrying the love of her life. Not this. This is insane.
My name is Greta, and I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay, I can understand where the bride is coming from. It sounds like the girl is more of a size 20. That's, like, really big. You know, when you get married, you want your pictures to look a certain kind of way. I mean, I wouldn't want someone who was a size 20 in my wedding pictures. I mean, that's her sister. You know, she could play another role in the wedding and not necessarily be in the party.
Yeah, and let me tell you this, Keisha and Tasha are still on the phone. I had a situation where one of my sorors was getting married. We were very close, and I heard that she had picked bridesmaids for the wedding, and she hadn't asked me. You know, and I wasn't being petty, or my feelings were kind of hurt, like, why she ain't asked me? And finally, she asked me, and I said yes. Well, one of my other line sisters came and told me, you know the only reason that she asked you is because she was one bridesmaid short to match up with the groomsmen. And her husband said, if you want to ask somebody, just go and ask Ebony anyway. I can go on and forget about that divorce stuff. Bottom line is, they didn't want anybody in their wedding who had been divorced. And that hurt my feelings. I know it's not the weight thing, but just to judge people based on their past or how they look or whatever, that can be hurtful. You should want that person there for that day if you love and care about them, regardless of what they look like.
Right. Roxy, what color was cummerbunds in that the groom then would be wearing?
The pink orange ones.
What you think, Gary?
You know what? I think it's a sad thing, though, because if that's your sister, honey, she should be able to look the way she want to look. If that's your sister, you know how she look here when you woke up that morning when you decided to ask for the pin away. But I know one thing, now, when my sister-in-law got married to my brother, she made it very clear she didn't want any kids at the wedding. So, I mean, so that's almost
I agree with
same.
That. Yeah, adult reception, that's fair.
You know, so, but it's sad, though, honey. I mean, when I get married, honey, you can look however you want because I'm going to have a big goulash of a wedding, honey, and everybody could be.
What's your dress going to look
so
like?
Gary, you thinking about getting married?
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting married. Not at the laws have
did
changed,
you and B. Eaton James get back together?
Well, we haven't got back together, but I'm still in search.
What color is your dress going to be?
It's going to be
pink on.
Don't say it no more. Don't say it.
Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker. The Rick and Smiley Morning Show.